Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome to Corn Comments, a daily radio program by the folks who raise the food, our state's farmers and ranchers. Brought to you by the South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, a volunteer farmer-led commodity organization. As a regular listener knows, the old stockyards guy likes to use little sayings he picked up over the years. Today is no different. Be careful of what you wish for. The gist being, you just might get it. For the past few months, many in production agriculture in the state have wished for different leadership at the Environmental Protection Agency. Well, guess what? A new leader is in place, and only time will tell regarding the difference. It is, however, in the opinion of many, a good first step in protecting and promoting ethanol as a clean and economic fuel, which, by the way, is produced in our state in large quantities. For those who may not know or have forgotten, ethanol is a pillar of this state's economy. 16 ethanol plants in South Dakota churn out over 1 billion gallons of this renewable fuel every year. That's going to increase in a few months with the opening of Ringneck Energy in Oneida. Let me begin with the simple fact that as a candidate, then as a president, Donald Trump made a commitment to support the renewable fuel standards and to allow the sale of E15 year-round. Currently, we're not allowed to sell E15 in the summer months. That really limits our ethanol market and in turn hits the price of corn. The former head of the EPA did not follow the letter of the law and waived some 2.25 billion gallons of the renewable fuel standard, resulting in over 800 million bushel lost corn grind, which is an amount larger than all of the corn produced in South Dakota last year. We're asking the new EPA director to give us E15 access year-round, stop the refinery waivers immediately, and reallocate the renewable identification numbers that the former director gave away. In other words, follow the letter of the law and President Trump's commitment to protect the renewable fuel standard. What can we do in South Dakota? Well, you can contact your congressional delegation, asking them to keep the pressure on both the president and the new leader of the EPA. We all know the tremendous value of our export market at the price of corn. Let us never forget the value that ethanol brings to those markets as well. The South Dakota Corn Utilization Council, be safe, and thanks for what you do.